Damn right. It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked mean. Esther tried in vain to pacify the mob. Quibble grew to spat, to wrangle, then to brawl. The frenzied congregation struggled desperately to fetch the pretty puppet snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church, a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle toward the doorway in the distance and out into the rainstorm where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder and her skirt began to billow until finally her feet began to lift. And she rose above the houses and the people and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They tumble and dive, soaring and turning, suspended on air, with the earth far below her. She flutter and glide through the clouds. Thank you. Earthward, till she landed in the nasty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil men who rob and pillage in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her rump. Quite outnumbered, Esther hid behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she waited till the dawn. Cause it would have been a blunder to succumb to a hoodlum on the prowl. Wandered through the streets, along the chilly lake that lay beside the town. At last a peaceful moment, but she thought she heard a sound. It was an angry mob of joggers coming up to knock her down. As Esther stood and shook her head, the joggers were approaching, and she knew she had no choice left but to flee, to swim. As the frosty water sank its bitter teeth into her hide, she tried to slide the heavy clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe. And the puppet she'd forgotten wrapped its tiny little arms around her ankle, and it wouldn't let her go. The waves seemed to open and swallow her whole, as the doll pulled her down through the eerie green deep, and the sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away to a tranquil and motionless sleep.
exterminated my meager flock to the shores of the Baltic Sea. The teeth of time have slowed the rhyme of how things should be. My cave, my house, my turning wheel, my little docking pup, the march of Colonel Forbin and his fleet hound Paul McGrupp. Countless work dogs has collected in my sink. I tie my nose with spandex hose before I get a drink. We lie on frozen warthogs with its poison in our minds, while the ferns that spot our children are encased in orange rind. Times and seasons are the reasons people and their clans have stowed the famous mockingbird with glue and rubber bands. They ride and cry in agony as Rutherford the Brave chokes Teela and the unit monster managing to save. The spotted striper's multi-beast and thereby cheat his grave. I'd like to get his autograph, but he looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much like Dave. He looks too much. 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 Thank you.
not at all would be so crystal clear if it wasn't for the phone.
And the phone keeps getting thicker, and it just keeps getting harder, and I'm
atop the mountain, baby, where the people come to pray. Comes from top the mountain, baby, the people come to pray. There ain't no truth in action unless you believe in it anyway. I was riding down the road one day, someone had a possum. Oh, oh, oh. Riding down the road one day, someone had a possum. The road was his hands, that was the road, so they say. We'll be right back.
was riding down the road one day. Someone hit a possum. Riding down the road. The road was his hands, and was the road, so they say.
Oh, possum,
possum,
possum. Oh, possum. Oh, possum.
Thank you. much.
I look into the finance box just to check my status. I look into the microscope, I see Gordy apparatus. Gordy, oh, woe is me. You can't even see the sea. Gordy, 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 Gordy. They call him Liza's own, cause he runs so fast. He runs like a junkyard dog with a brain of brass. Gordy, oh, woe is me. You can't even see the sea. Gordy, 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 Gordy. Couldn't get it wrong. I saw.
break. Thank you. Dedicated to our new friends.
let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
Thank you.
better find it out. I'm running so fast, my feet don't touch the ground. I'm a stranger here, I'm going down. Let's get down to the bitty grid. Let's get the show on the road. I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
Was on his way to see the king. Will scurried underneath his boot heel. He said there was a place where we should go. So he led me through the forest to the edge of a lagoon by which we wandered till we reached a bubbly spring. The night grew very quiet as we stood there. He lifted up his visor and he turned to me and he began to sing. He said, I come from the land of darkness. Said, I come from the land of doom. Said, I come from the land of gaming. From the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have died. 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 We're a race of people practically extinct from doing things smart people don't do. He said he was once a lizard too. His name was Rutherford the Brave, and he was on a quest to save his people from the fate that lay before them. Their clumsy end was perilously near. The lizards would be saved, he said, if they could be enlightened by the writings of the Helping Friendly Book. In all of Prussia, only one existed. And Wilson had declared that any person who possessed it was a crook. He said, I come from the land of darkness. He said, I come from the land of doom. He said, I come from the land of gaming. From the land of the big baboon. But I never am going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have died. And the lizards, they have died. And the lizards, they have died. Friendly book, it seemed, possessed the ancient secrets of eternal joy and never-ending splendor. The trick was to surrender to the flow. We walked along beneath the moon. He led us through the bush till soon we saw before our eyes a raging river. He said we can swim it if we try. And saying this, the knight dove in, forgetting that his suit of arms would surely weigh him down, and so he sunk. And as his body disappeared before me, I bowed my head in silence and remembered all the thoughts that he had sunk. He said, I come from the land of darkness. Said, I come from the land of doom. Said, I come from the land of gaming. But I never am going back there. And I couldn't if I tried. Cause I come from the land of lizards. And the lizards, they have. Oh, 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 oh,
this tip before the sun go down. Get across the river for the bar's gone down. Drag it on down that dusty road. Come on, Jim, let's go. Oh,
of things on your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. Yes, we can, we all can. The car is the thing on the road that takes you back to your abode. Not your headlights in the front, the tailpipe of the skylight above you. It's the way you cling to the road when the wind tries to shove you. I'd never go driving away and come back home without you.
The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road. Yes, we are.
The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road.
Yes, we do.
The tires are the things on your car that make contact with the road.
Yes, we am.
The car is the thing on the road that takes you back to your home.
This morning, and I had those walking blues now. I woke up this morning, and I had those walking blues now. I wasn't walking nowhere, cause I didn't have no floor. Staring over the edge of the bed with my old lady lying next to me and started to cry. Slice you in the eye. But I'm alright,
it's alright.
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 Well, I'm alright now.
It's alright.
I'm alright now.
It's alright.
I'm alright now.
It's alright.
Cause I got a degree.
Thank you.
gotta be great. And a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Millie Grace, a gospel singer with pots on her face and a bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Fee was a Buddhist prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like he did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. Oh, you're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're racing with the wind, you're burning with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath. And jumping in wooden shoes. But Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Millie for his own. A desperate craving in his bones. Their love, he said, I will not condone. Then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found Fee and Millie in a lover's trek. Picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and Fee hit the deck. You're trying to live a life that's completely free. You wanna stay with Millie until you're dead, but you just got a bottle upside the head. She said, you think you're pretty mean. And though she was as thin as a small string bean, she slammed him in the face with a nectarine. Floyd fell back over the edge of the ship till he hung from the rail by his fingertip. Millie said, Floyd, I'll make you lose your grip. With this tiny piece of paper, I can make you slip. So Millie took that paper and did the deed. Floyd hit the water with astonishing speed, and as the shark circled in and began to feed, Millie knew her weasel was finally free. The triangle life that's completely free. Lord, he's dead, he's lost, they got a ripple. He's really from the famous life, he's on the nipple. Oh, oh, free. The triangle life that's completely free. Lord, he's dead, he's lost, they got a ripple. Thank you.
We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Stars in the sky are very bright. And I don't care. elevated, private, Canada. Hellborn, elf child, road hog, mountain, fortune on a man beheaded. Fast smoking, fast mass of black cloud. 50 foot of boozy, groggy, elevated, private, Canada. Thank you.
Do that green bird. Please welcome Moses.
Okay, we're gonna play Whipping Post now.
Yes, Skrumsky.
Got a bike, you can ride it if you like. It's got the basket, the bell, and lots of things to make it look good. I'd give it to you if I could. What about it? You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything if you want thing. I've got a cloak, it's a bit of a joke. It's got a tear up the front, it's red and black. I've had it 4 months. I'd give it to you, and I, if you think it could look good, then I guess it should. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my work. I'll give you anything, anything if you want. Sandy hasn't got a house. I don't know why I call him Gerald. He's getting rather old, but he's a good mouse. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything, everything if you want thing. I'm a clan of a gingerbread man. Here a man, there a man, everywhere a gingerbread man. Have a couple if you wish, they're on the dish. You're the kind of girl that fits in with my world. I'll give you anything, everything if you want. Sing. Thank you.
care about that. You got a new fool that I like to laugh at. I've only one burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire. 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 Oh, let me stand next to your fire.
Thanks a lot. See you later in the month.
Yeah. Bye-bye.